97.9 The Kill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm pretty good. We've talked about one of the weird internet phenomenons that happens all the time prior to this conversation. We're going to bring it up again because things that happened a long time ago have a peculiar habit of resurfacing. Like a long time after it would have been relevant.
The past never dies.
Truly, especially on the internet, the past never dies. And someone on Twitter picked up a NPR Planet Money article from 2014 that was discussing how, for tax purposes, a burrito is a sandwich. And very cleverly used this piece of evidence slash proof to found an entire argument that could be a bit, it probably is a bit, considering it's burritos and sandwiches, but also, you know, what fantastic engagement bait is really what that is.
Oh, big time, yeah.
And it led me to...
Well, no, okay, so if a burrito for tax purposes is a sandwich, then taxes, then tax law also must have weighed in on whether a hot dog is a sandwich, right?
Yeah, and surprise, surprise, hot dog is a sandwich.
Okay, well,
yeah, because it fits the loose classification. It seems like, and this is the hole that I fell into, it seems like for tax purposes, one of the big things in classifying something a sandwich is portability, because portability highly affects where you can put your sandwich shop.
Yes.
I went real deep into the tax classification of sandwiches and sandwich stuffs. I almost said taxonomy, which I think might have been correct, but also would have been mostly wrong.
Taxonomy, I think,
I just
is
was saying
incorrect.
Tax, and I just wanted to keep going.
Taxonomy
with it.
Is when you're classifying animal species into their kingdom and phyla.
And these are sandwiches, definitely not animals. We know that for sure. 100%.
Are sandwiches animals, Victor?
The next great internet debate.
Well, we got to have a new one because now we've resolved all of the old ones. The dress was blue. They were saying Laurel. There's more doors than windows, and a hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah. Are there more doors than windows?
Is it doors and wheels?
Yeah,
I think it's wheels. I don't even know.
Well, that
debate can
whatever.
Go on.
All right, we can talk about pugs. We can talk about cheese. What you want to talk about?
Pugs and cheese?
Yeah, pug or cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese? All right, if you had to guess...
Oh, wait, didn't we do a Boris Johnson cheese story? You know what, it doesn't matter.
Folks being distracted by coffee and cheese because he hacks off a hunk of cheese when he works at home, which who among us does not hack off a hunk of cheese working at home?
I do it at work. Now I'm distracted by cheese. Lay it on me.
All right, if you had to guess which country was studying the effects of various sound waves on cheese, would you guess Switzerland?
I would guess the Netherlands.
I mean, hey, Switzerland is where that was coming from.
Oh, is it Switzerland?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
It is Switzerland. Researchers at the Bern University of the Arts exposed 5 22-pound wheels of Emmental cheese to different kinds of music, played on a loop for 6 months, for 6.5 months. That's a typo in that article. It says 6 months and a half months, which I think is very funny. Played on a loop for 6.5 months, 24 hours a day. The songs used were Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, Mozart's Magic Flute, UV by Vril, Monolith by Yellow, and Jazz We've Got, parentheses, by A Tribe Called Quest. This was an attempt to discover whether this would have an effect on the flavor of the cheese, as determined by people who taste cheese for a living. Cheese, I can never say the word without stuttering, very fancy, knowledgeable wine people, sommeliers. Cheese sommeliers. And what the cheese sommeliers bafflingly agreed upon is, for some reason, the cheese exposed to A Tribe Called Quest tasted the best, saying that it tasted, quote, significantly different from the other samples when it came to both smell and taste. The current theory is that it's more base wave than anything else, potentially altering some of the structure of the cheese, maybe moving things around to better distribute the flavor aspects of it. I don't know. Cheese listens to music, and it loves A Tribe Called Quest.
Quest is best.
Quest is best.
Yeah. And Quest and queso are only separated by one letter, so, you know, there's that as well.
Classic Tribe Called Quest queso.
Yeah, there you go.
My brand new sandwich shop that just happens to sell burritos.
Yeah, all of that aside, why did they add an extra half a month? Is this some weird metric thing where in Europe they measure months differently than we do?
I'm sure there's all sorts of archaic cheese laws that they have to follow. Your cheese must be aged for precisely 6.5 months.
Was this like 50,000 hours on the nose and it happens to turn into 6.5 months? Like, why is it 6.5 months? Did someone just forget? Did they go away for some family stuff and leave it for an extra 2 weeks?
Man, it sounds like you're talking about the invention of cheese now. Someone forgot, went to visit some family, and came back, and there it was.
And then, like, tried to play a prank on their friend, like, hey, Og, this milk is great. Taste.
Yeah, you should eat.
Yeah.
Good, good. And then Og was shocked at how delicious it was.